Bible reading number 54, Exodus 8, verses 1 through 15. Frogs. Then Yahweh said to Moses,
Go to Pharaoh and say this to him. Yahweh says this, Let my people go, so that they may worship me. But if you refuse to let them go, then listen, I will use frogs to punish your entire country. The Nile River will swarm with frogs. They will come up and get into your palace, into your bedroom, and onto your bed. They will come into the houses of your important officers, upon your people, into your ovens, and into the pans where your servants make bread. These frogs will get on you, on your people, and on all your officers.
Then Yahweh said to Moses,
Say this to Aaron, Hold out your hand with your walking cane over the streams, over the canals, and over the ponds. Make the frogs come upon the land of Egypt.
So Aaron held out his walking cane over the waters of Egypt. The frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. However, the Egyptian magicians did the same thing through their occult practices. They brought up frogs upon the land of Egypt too. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron. He said, Pray to Yahweh so that he will take away the frogs from me and my people. Then I will let the people go so that they may offer sacrifices to Yahweh. Moses said to Pharaoh, Tell me when I should pray for you, your officers, and your people, to cut off the frogs from you and your houses, except for the ones which stay in the Nile River. Pharaoh answered, Tomorrow. Moses said, It will be as you have said, so that you may know that there is no God like Yahweh, our God. The frogs will leave you, your palaces, your officers, and your people. The frogs will remain only in the Nile River. After Moses and Aaron left Pharaoh, Moses cried out to Yahweh concerning the frogs which God had brought upon Pharaoh. And Yahweh did as Moses asked. The frogs died in the houses, in the courtyards, and in the fields. The Egyptians made pile after pile of them. The country smelled awful. But when Pharaoh saw that there were no more frogs, he stiffened his heart and would not listen to Moses and Aaron, just as Yahweh had said.